Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good evening. You're on the air. We're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. Thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate you. You know, today is Find It Out Friday with Aunt G. And, you know, she's going to bring it to us. I'm putting my disclaimer out there right now. You know, we full of love and we have big hearts over here. We are true humanitarians. And humanitarians can be felt by all people and all things. So I'm putting that disclaimer because, you know, Aunt G, sometimes she just goes on her mood. And on Find It Out Friday, we would like to take out the time again to give our condolences to the Floyd family. And to George Floyd, you know, he and I walked the same halls at Jack Yates Senior High School, 3703 Sampson, Houston, Texas, dead in the middle of Third Ward. Yep, that's my stomping grounds. And we were known as the Mighty Lions, okay? And I'd like to let him know that the mama cubs, the baby cubs, the daddy cubs, all the cubs are roaring in the jungle all over the world. We want to send our love to you. We want to thank you. We're sending love to the Floyd family. And Houston is going to be on next week. I'm trying to find this hazmat suit so I can get on that plane and get in there for just a moment to get back. You know, it's a wonderful thing when you have the whole world moving behind you. And I can tell you, these people here in Los Angeles have not slept in a week. I have friends that wear a pair of tennis shoes on each shoulder and an extra pair in the trunk of the car. So when they wear the soles out on those tennis shoes, they don't have to waste too much time. They keep watching. They keep speaking. And now we must make the plan so that we can continue to compete on that. And on that note, what I found out today is when you encounter a wall, you should tell yourself, since there's a wall here, a wide impasse must lie on the other side. Rather than becoming discouraged, know that encountering a wall is proof of the progress that you have made thus far. So we must continue to complete. And I'm going to play this song for you because, you know, Aunt G requested this. And when she puts out requests out there like that, I want to honor her. She wanted to give you a message while we're starting with this. I have no idea, but just sit back, reflect, relax, and rejoice.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised, don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long.
Beginnings, y'all. Angie, are you here with us being the brand new kind of me?
Yes, Linda, yes, and thank you so much. I appreciate my Miss Keys for those words in that song because it speaks loud the profoundness of what we're going through today.
Okay.
And have been going through for centuries and centuries. There's a part in that song that resonates. And that I appreciate. There's a couple of parts, but this one says that when she said, I don't need your opinion. I'm not waiting for your okay. I'll never be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. Now my heart is open and I can finally breathe. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad. I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new time for me. And that's is what I feel within my bones and my heart that today, as our young ones, old ones, out protesting day after day, just wanting to be heard. It's a fight and a struggle to, in any case, when you have a voice that you feel that you need to protrude in any situation, whether you are a child and afraid to speak to your own parents or to speak out at any accord, whether you're adult and you're afraid to speak out on any accord, when you're needing help, when you're needing to be heard, when you're needing to be seen. this is a song that is very encouraging for me, and I hope to others who are listening to it and gravitate and listen to it again, and because there's so many wonderful lessons and so many wonderful aspirations throughout the song to encourage to stand, to know that it's okay that you have a voice. You see, we were all created. So we all have a voice. Mm-hmm. If you have a problem getting that voice heard, write it down. Find someone with a voice that can speak for you on your behalf. Whichever way, whatever means necessary, do what you must do. So I have these words on three little pages that I'm going to share with you that I jotted down for our loved ones this evening, that straight from my heart to your heart, and I hope you can relate. Taking a stand, making demands for better plans across the land, with worldwide demonstrations, united we stand. Divided we fall is no longer in the equation. Got an S on my chest, doing my best to be heard. No matter the consequences, taking a stand, making demands for a better tomorrow, minimizing the many sorrows. Gangs uniting, not fighting, realizing how amazing things can be made together as we seek for humanity to understand us and not hate us. It is sad that people must die before voices can be heard or change to be deserved. As I bleed, I plead, I can't breathe. For so long, the air that I have had to breathe has been on borrowed time. Today I say loud and clear, no more, please. I have a right to live, a right to be treated with dignity and respect. Yes, free to be me. Free to be me. So I say, please realize that the protesting that's going on, that will go on until the right answers to the right questions are being not just heard, but to be responded upon and acted upon, and change slowly begins to exist for all to unite, for all to understand that your purposes, my purposes, realize we all have been in a struggle all this time, not just fighting just for one uniteness, but for everyone to unite. Martin Luther King spoke upon many, many things, but in all the things that he's spoken of regarding unity and peace, was not just for our culture, but for all of us to come together at some point, because we all want better. We all want peace. We all want love to unite. This is why so many cultural differences and changes have come about many years down the line, because we have the white over here, the blacks can't be, but now we have a multitude of mixed marriages, mixed children, mixed backgrounds. We all have rainbows. You pop out a kid now, you don't know what color that child gonna end up being, because we all have, for the majority of us of color, have a rainbow of blood flowing through us. This is why we have a rainbow passion flowing through us for one another. Love should be the first hand you want to reach out instead of jumping down on another person. Kindness should be the first thing that you breathe and see. A smile, a greeting, hello, hi, how are you? Just a moment to feel, to have someone feel the humanity within you spread to someone else. We have young ones constantly looking up at us, crying out, please help me. I need a hero. I need direction. Sometimes they're able to get it from their families. And in many cases, unfortunately, because of poverty and because of whatever circumstances they may be in, that's not available. So we must realize the importance. Reach one, teach one, preach to one another, reach out to one another. You see, even though with the COVID going around, that's killing us daily. Daily, people are still dying from this disease. And I do applaud you all for standing, for us all standing together, unitedly, and wanting change, because so do I. So do I. But I also applaud that you please continue to wear your mask. I notice more now as wearing more masks, and I appreciate that. Keeping your distance, try to do so, even though there's so many out and holding hands and uniting and trying to really make this movement turn this time even more positive. And it's much appreciated that all cultures around, they're feeling the pain on whatever level, whether they have a family member that's through the struggle or they themselves are going through the struggle, or they just don't want to sit around no more and see this corruptness going on any longer by any means necessary, whether it's the police, whether it's anybody that's exploiting any kind of behavior other than peace and unity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you being put on notice. You will be found if you think that no one's around. We're wanting and pleading, just please, let us be free. Let us be me. Let us be you. Let us be the best us that we can and share humanity, because that's all we all is part of, is humanity. We're all human, just like young ones, old ones, all of us for years, Linda, have been echoing, human.
Yeah.
When you need an organ, when you need blood transfusions out there, guess what? You don't know who's giving you that blood. You don't know the background. You don't know who's giving you that organ that's keeping you around, even though they've been put down.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter? Or does your importance of you to continue to live and love your loved ones matter more? Does it matter what color the blood came from? You have to stop and ask yourself some of these questions, to question your own humanity. Because sometimes, you know, if you're being brought up in it, maybe you didn't know there was a difference, because that's all you were privy to. It's like some maybe realizing that, you know what, we're not so different. I really do, you know, like being able to sleep at night. I do like knocking on my neighbor's door every now and then, saying, hey, how you doing? And when I'm sick and down, you know, there's someone ringing my doorbell or my phone. We need to reach out more. We need to pay attention in our communities. And love is really not supposed to hurt. Love is not supposed to hurt. Love is supposed to bring upon positive things, humanity things, happy things, because it was brought upon our very existence by the biggest act of all from our forefathers. Love. The reason why we are here is because someone gave up their loved one for us to have a chance. Respect that, realize that, and appreciate it. And just, you know, let us prove and show that it's okay. We're all important. Even you. You have a job, you have a thing that you have to do, and we have a job and we have a thing that we must do. And humanity is all the way across the board. And I'm not discrediting or let me just put that out there. Those who are choosing to be of the dark side, should I say, or choosing to be rambunctious in their way of living, then yes, they should be met with the required disciplinary action to help them see a better way of doing things. If at all possible, at all possible. Now, our mentally disturbed ones that are out there, I pray that genuine help is coming your way to help you understand a little bit more, so that maybe you can be able to tolerate and associate and express yourself in a better way where it's understood before any demise comes your way. But let's all reach out and gravitate to old, young, all When I see those who are thirsty or maybe hungry, I try to dig that change out my person, make sure you get at least a drink or at least something to put in your stomach, you know, and just pray that you get, you're able to get the help that you need. See, we put more thought in trying to do something positive, even though maybe someone might have the strength to see that or to try to make a better place for them to see and realize that, you know, maybe they don't understand it so much, because sometimes there's things I don't understand, so I reach out and ask questions, but sometimes it's difficult. So I just say, Linda, and I say to all my loved ones out there, it's free to be, it's free, and it's and it's free to be you, just like it's free to be me. But like the song said, you know, that Alicia Keys was out there promoting in this particular song, that, you know, it's been a while. It's time to be brave. Don't be mad. Just know that it's going to be okay. It took a lot and a long way for us to be a little bit louder, for us to stand our grounds. But, and it's okay to be even a little taller, because by doing all that together and holding each other's hands, it's free, and it's time to be you and to be me.
So that's why you selected Brand New Me. I said, she has something up her sleeve, you know, and she gonna find it out and bring it to us here. I love it. I love it. Yeah, it's very interesting. As I was speaking before you came on, when I was giving condolences to the Floyd family, as I mentioned to you, we walked down the same hallways together. We graduated from Jack Gates. We were the Mighty Lions. But it's a great thing. And I was speaking about two of my neighbors. They have a pair of tennis shoes on the left shoulder, pair on the right shoulder, and an extra pair in the trunk. So when they wear out the soles of those first ones, they don't have to really lose too much time. They just toss them and put on the next pair that's wrapped on their shoulders. They're out there on the move. It is a different time. It is not the normal to me. I don't care for the normal. I will express that. It is new beginnings. And to see the sea of humanity, I call it a drum beating the sound of humanity. When I'm looking out, you can't see it all. You know, if you're right in the middle of it, you don't even know who's up around you. But when you're home, you're looking at the photos, you're looking at the activities, you're viewing things, you can see that full movement out there. And not only can you see it, you can feel it. As I stated, I wore many soles of tennis shoes on that asphalt and carried many banners.
Yeah.
So I know what's happening out there. But what I am looking at is, yes, we're in a pandemic. Yes, there's an infection. Yes, we have a virus. But I don't really think the virus is, as quite a few of the persons spoke, the virus is the issue that's happening. The virus is what's been happening for over 500 years, and it's just not, because this is nothing. But this virus has been going on, and no matter where you go or what you do, I don't want to get on my podium up here, because you know where my feelings lie, because I come from generations of social justice people. I mean, my blood is social justice, and it's to the point where I have to sit back and breathe. I've learned how to breathe and do other ways. You know, like I say, march, speak, and make a plan. See, you have to make a plan in order to make a change. You have to do change management. And it's not an easy thing to do. Well, whatever you're changing, but yes, this earth will sit here for us to have peace and happiness, no matter what you say, what you think, or how you feel about it. And it's been going on so long that, you know, take a look at what's happening. This virus came here. Can you see it? Have you been able to touch it? Do we know what it is? Okay, see, you're going to come together, or you will pass away together, or you will no longer be here. Please wake up. Just don't wake up and sit on the side of the bed. Wake up and get out the bed. Stomp on the floor. Move those brain cells. Let that blood flow. Put out that goodness. Put out that care. You have to have the love. It's love that will make everything happen. And you know what my motto is? When love is no longer being served, it is time to leave the table. I think that was a statement that Nina Simone used to say. One of my friends, my artist friend, great artist, Yene Cabone Brown. He travels all over the world, and he's all about love and all about community, and it's in his work. He is a phenomenal artist, and he just does so many beautiful things. I'll have him come on when I can catch up with him, but he reminded me of what Nina used to say: when love is no longer being served, it's time to leave the table. But that's like in a relationship, and love has not been served in many, many areas here, and some of us haven't even been able to sit at a table. Things must change. It is the new beginning.
It is
the new beginning.
And
so,
you know what else I was going to say too, Linda, you know, that part of that you brought up, you know, when we were talking about, now the COVID, yes, is very important, and no, we don't want to any more lives to be taken, but the illustration that's being illustrated right now, it goes beyond even just the importance of, you know, one thing. Is it very important? Yes, we want to do our social distancing. We do want to put on our masks. And we will also, you know, when you see something on this scale being done at any time when someone is being disrespected in the manner in which Mr. Floyd was, and the young lady whose actual birthday would have been today, got shot from the police in her own home. You know, people who move and so quick with it, they forget that, you know, hey, there might be something, you know, innocent about this situation. You know, see, they go with one thing and they run with it and call it accusatory situation. And try to make that an example or make that a reason for their behaviors. But what my point I was trying to make is that we all know about the COVID. But see, people out there that's going out there, this is way more important. I'd rather, if I get sick, I get sick. You know, my breath that I'm going to use, though, is going to be used to be remembered on this. Yeah, it's a pandemic, but this is a pandemic also. We got two pandemics. That pandemic that we cannot see, but we have a pandemic that we've watched that has actual life connected to it. So that pandemic, you know, needs also to be addressed. It needs also some response.
Well, when you find those lions out there roaring, and like I said, and I don't want to seem... How can I put this? You know, two of my students said, you know what, Miss Linda, you know, we going to get on out there. We just going to take our vitamin C, and we going to keep social distance. But if we don't take care of this, we are ready to walk in dead, so what the hell? And I said, oops, I left you. I just looked at them. Because that's where the attitude is. Just like you say,
right. We
are going through the virus, but it has put a back seat. And the virus is dealing with our humanity, too. But this is dealing with humanity. The virus went all over the world, too, didn't it? But so did this. So
yes.
I said, okay,
absolutely.
COVID-19
absolutely.
Has changed into
absolutely.
COVID-20. It is COVID-20. It is COVID-20. Because these young adults and people have not slept in this city for a whole week. And I'm looking, and I see them. If I'm out, I make sure that I give them a nod or, you know, if they need some water, if I see them struggling or, you know, looking for something, you know, you need me to get you some juice, whatever I can do for them. Because it's like all you can do is look and gasp. It's like it's time to come together, okay?
Right.
And all humanity. Like I said, I've been a humanitarian for quite some time in my faith.
And every
I'm a
action
humanitarian.
Comes a reaction.
Yes. so
that reaction causes a reaction.
Yes, and so it's like when you're a humanitarian, people will trump on you anyway. You know, I get a lot of stuff, but it's okay. You'll understand one day, but you must blend and move in and get with the blend because you're doing more harm to yourself than anything else. So I always put that message out there. But as a humanitarian and claiming that and living that way, see, it's all about how we live, you know, and I'm not going to get into no philosophy. I'm not going to preach over here. But humanity is what it is, and I'm getting a good look at that drum of humanity beating out there, and it just takes my breath. It takes my breath. Sometimes I weep. Sometimes I smile.
Yeah.
I have no, you know, no one's angry. They're just getting done what it has to get done. And if they're willing to get out there and take a chance on their lives, breathing or not breathing, living or dying, I think people better, it's time for all the, we need to sit down at the table and have some dialogue and get this stuff straight because it's too unequal. And it's been too unequal for a long time. So here we go. So it took the COVID-19 to have everybody sit back and think about this stuff. And sit back and understand. You got time to think now. So now you're reflecting. And you're going to be rejoicing also because you're doing something about it. So I'm so glad to hear that, you know, different community organizations are out there, different things to be done, and it should be done. I got a few people I'm going to tap myself and say, okay, you need me on your team. Okay, so let me spot in right here. I'm already in the community. This is my life. My life is the community. So I know what's happening out there. You know, you can, I used to, as I mentioned last night, used to work with Urban Sustainability when I was attending, I was at Antioch, and they would say, oh, we're going to go over and build a park. How you know they want a park? You better go over there. You cannot feed anybody vanilla ice cream when all they've been used to eating is strawberry. You have to go over there and find out the need. Everything is based on need. So what we're dealing with here is that the need has been there. You've known what the need is, and you've ignored it. So now we can no longer ignore this. So let's take care of the need and get it fixed. Everything is based on a need. So if you don't think I'm human and I don't have a need, then you might as well dig a hole and go on somewhere else because that's not true. So the need is to be taken care of and looked at. What is needed here? Just don't go allot this for this and allot this for that. You take care of that need. And as Dr. Shipley spoke last night, because, you know, that's what she does. She, I cannot pronounce the word, but she works with infectious diseases, and they research the different communities, the different races, why some people get sick, why some people don't, epidominis or something like that. But she's into the infectious disease. And she was saying, you know, you have to find out. The medical is bad. No medical attention, no resources. That is the main word. You need the resources. So I need the same resources over here on A Street as you got on C Street. And then let's see what happens. But if I don't have these resources over here, I can't do what I have to do. That is a disparity that needs to be fixed. And I'm glad I'm hearing it. I'm listening to them talk. But, you know, I don't believe nothing I hear. But I kind of like halfway believe what I see. So we can no longer talk about it. We can, and when you get to the table and talk about it and jot it down, do not put it in the file cabinet. Do something with it. And I think I hope that the stakeholders and the people see where the money and however it's being allotted, I'm not up there, but whoever's allotting that money, you have that community person sitting right next to you. Because that community person knows where that money is to go. You can't just place it where you think it needs to go, and especially if you're not from that community. And I like
the idea.
And
why can't we all have the equal pay? You know, why can't we all have equal pay? We do the, we go through the same educational
lines, well, we ain't got to do nothing.
Why we can't have the same, you know, why does it have to be a color even involved? Why does applications even have a color box for you to check when you're doing applications? Why do you have to go, what nationality and what this, that, and the other? Now they give you a choice to go other. But, you know, there should be no box to question
anyway.
Well,
that's why when I go for certain things,
I'm human.
Certain things, I say I'm from somewhere else.
Oh, my better question is, you know, they have that thing now to check this off. If you're not a robot, let's put that down there. Just check if you're not a robot. You're a robot? Then you, you know that. Okay, that means we can't. You're not an application here because you're a robot. But if you put down I'm a human off a human person, then yes, I should be able to get this job.
Yeah. Just put are you human? Are you robot? Are you human? Are you from another universe? And then we'll take it from there. But you know, it takes a minute, and we've had this discussion, and you know, I have to pull myself back because you know I'll go all the way over. I've been carrying a banner for social justice since I was two, and I don't never never roll it up. So I never roll it up.
You know what?
So I have to like
even better for you.
What,
Glenda? I got two letters off of my ABCs that are tie up for tonight.
Okay.
That'll
okay.
bring it all together for it. We're gonna pick up with you. You says understand yourself in order to better understand others. Now does that not put a tie on the lock of what's been going on today? We understanding ourselves where we come from, but and if you understand us, you see, then you can help us create a better tomorrow. You see, because that's all we're trying to do. We better understand each other as we together unite, because we both can understand where we know where our struggles come from, and now we can share with you. And then once
you
understand
where
you
came from, you know who you are, and you also know what you have to do. And like,
so then others can better understand others.
Yes, you
and
have to have
that.
Unity
can be brought about.
You have to have that. It's a must.
And then V is real short, and I like it. Visualize
it. What is
it? So visualize it, you see. Visualize it, Linda. So they're not just understanding, but they're visualizing. You put those two together, that's why you see these marches. This is why you hear people standing up and talking, and they're letting their voices be heard and understood. And, now all doors are really trying to get to the bottom line, the middle line, the circulation line, the dot, the T's. Now, there's still some out there that's not wanting.
Well,
they're
only going to demonstrate what they know.
But
they're only going to demonstrate what they know.
It's going to something negative. But we got to keep our heads up and keep the unity together.
Yes.
And the other ones are taking slower to get on board, or if they never get on board, then they'll be in their corner, but more people will be united with us together.
Well, the most that I enjoy about the overall thing.
Have a better tomorrow, absolutely.
Yes. The overall thing is what had to happen happened. It was an exposure. It's out there. It's been happening for centuries. This ain't nothing new to us, okay?
Right.
But it just happened at the time. So I have to say to the Floyd family and to George, my mighty lion out there, that he did good. He did really good. Thank you, thank you. So, you know, your life had to be taken in order to wake up others. It's sad that it has to happen that way. And he stands right there with MLK and Malcolm X with me, okay? And then there's George, all right? He's right there because of what he's done. And I'm so appreciative how the family is dealing with it. It's a hard thing. I'm loving what I'm seeing. I love seeing a lot of love. I'm seeing love.
Yeah.
I'm seeing togetherness.
Yeah.
I'm seeing education, unification, and collaboration. And that's what we're about here at Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. Education to stress unification and the importance of collaboration. All three of those things have to be together in order to make something work. So when I look out there and I see that sea of unity, when I look out and I see, I mean, people like rainbow. It's rainbow out there. I'm saying this is rainbow here. You know, all the apples, all the oranges, all the bananas, they got in that blender and they making for a good smoothie. And I call that smoothie the smoothie of humanity. That smoothie's going to taste real good. It's going to take a lot of work. I hope to see it. I hope I'm here to see it. But at least I know that I was a part. And those who are no longer here to see it, they're smiling because they know. You know, like I said, and I'm going to repeat it again.
Yeah.
I come from a generations of social justice people. I am so glad that I have learned how to take a breath, sit back and observe, because what runs through that blood is like, that's all I can say about it. So they told
right.
me about me as a young child, where I came from, and what I was about. And I have taken that to try to understand me a little bit better so that I can understand others a little bit better. And that's probably why my love for the community and my love for education, unification, and collaboration is where it is.
Right.
And I, too, at times have people, you know, it's like when you're honest and you're upfront. See, people don't like honesty. I'm straight to you, straightforward. You know, take an aspirin if you
right.
don't like what I said, because we got to get this straight. And they'll have a tendency to try to put a label on you here, a label on you there. But you cannot see, I didn't learn this 10 years ago. I was born
okay.
with my honesty. I was born with my integrity. I was born with
right.
my principles. I have those things. And if it's not correct,
yes.
it's not correct, and you're going to hear about it, whether you like it or not. So that's why Waking Up with Linda McShann is here, and that's why we work with the youth that we work with, Gina. We take care of these babies, Aunt G. They need us out here, and we have to plant that seed so that they, too, can breathe and they can continue, because they're the ones. And on that note, my baby said that this is what's happening out there. We're going to leave them with something that the babies say they want to do. They want to just put their minds out, and they mean what they say, and they say what they mean. To
and
go
remember what
through.
I said, Linda?
What?
Divided we fall is no longer in the equation.
Oh, no. You can't put that division there. I'm looking at this right now, and I'm happy. I'm sending prayer and production and protection out there for them, and I understand
yes.
them. This is not going back to normal, nothing. This is the new beginning, and this is what they're saying, and we're going to take it out this evening on this. I love you, Angie. You got me a little riled up over here. They kind of like see the other side of me. But listeners out there, Waking Up with Linda McShann, been woke up before she fell out of her mama's womb, and she had a family that kept her there. So I'm here to keep you there and to do it with love, we do it with heart, and we do it with as much information as we can bring you. But this is what these babies are saying, and we're going to take it out. I love you, Angie. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Vibe.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going.